Trump administration considers reinstating family detention for migrants. The Trump administration is currently developing a strategy to resume the detention of migrant families, including those with young children, a measure that could lead to an increase in the detention of minors, according to NBC News. This initiative aligns with the president's strict immigration policy, which has made mass deportations a central priority of his administration. According to NBC News, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is preparing to issue a request for proposals, allowing private companies to operate detention centers specifically designed for families. This initiative marks a sharp reversal from the Biden administration's policy, which suspended family detention in 2021. At the time, migrant families facing deportation were allowed to remain in the U.S. under electronic surveillance, with parents wearing GPS ankle monitors instead of being held in detention centers, NBC News reports. Two facilities in Texas are reportedly set to resume family detention operations. According to NBC News, the Carnes facility, operated by Geo Group, has the capacity to hold more than 3,000 people, while the Dilley facility, previously managed by Cora Civic, can accommodate up to 830 individuals. The currently inactive Dilley Center may soon reopen, while Carnes, which currently holds adults, is expected to be repurposed to house families again, NBC News reports. Funding challenges. The question of funding remains a significant issue. NBC News indicates that ICE, already facing budgetary constraints, will need to secure additional funds to support this program. Sources cited by NBC News estimate that tens of thousands of families in the U.S. have received final deportation orders. If apprehended, these families could be immediately detained, streamlining their removal process. Eager to ramp up deportations, ICE may leverage this policy to fulfill Trump's campaign promises, NBC News suggests. Risk of family separation. This initiative raises concerns about potential family separations. Many families living in the U.S. have a mixed status composition. Some members have legal residency or citizenship, while others face deportation. During his first presidential term, Trump implemented a family detention policy that resulted in the separation of many children from their parents. To this day, some families remain separated. According to NBC News, Tom Homan, Trump's senior immigration advisor, stated in an October interview with CBS 60 Minutes, that no exceptions would be made for these families. However, he mentioned that individuals with legal status could opt for voluntary departure to keep their families together.